Welcome back, everybody, and we're about to do our day in history, and what you're hearing now is just like Heaven by The Cure. On this day, April the 21st, Cure frontman Robert Smith was born. So that's how we begin our day in history on this April the 21st, and a whole bunch happened on this day that's really fascinating. Baha'i, which is one of the most, to me, one of the most interesting religions on the earth, which is amalgam, grew out of Islam, but is an amalgam of almost every religion on the planet earth, founded by Baha'u'llah. On this day in 1863, he founded that faith, declaring his mission was, "He whom God shall make manifest." And it's a religion of love and peace. On this day in 1863. And you know, the fall and the destruction of the Reconstruction and the radical Republican movements of the South after the Civil War caused a lot of responses. One of them we talked about the other day, the anniversary of the founding of town Nicodemus and the other towns in Kansas, where thousands of African Americans left and fled the South and went west. Also, that led to an exodus across the ocean, led to an exodus to Africa. Congressman Richard Kane called for 1 million people to get up and leave the injustices of the United States and go to the mother continent of Africa. And what they did is they purchased a ship called the Azor. And on this day, in 1878, 208, mostly former slaves, American slaves, left Charleston on the Azor, bound for Liberia. And this is a really important moment. The Liberian Exodus Company, it was called. And they represented, they ended up representing some of the most prominent citizens of Liberia. A man named Saul Hill, who came from York, South Carolina, he created this huge coffee farm that became very famous. People like C.L. Parsons became the Chief Justice of Liberia, many more. Frank Tolbert, who was the grandfather of President William Tolbert. All these people left on this journey, the beginnings of the nationalist movement, saying, no, if we're not going to become full citizens of America, we're leaving. And that happened on this day in 1878. Pieces of our history that we just don't really talk about very much. And on this day, in 1898, the Spanish-American War really began. The United States fabricated the blowing up of the ship, battleship Maine, so it could begin to take possession of some of Spain's territories that were left in the Western Hemisphere, Cuba in particular, that we always had a weird relationship with the United States. We do shows about that later. But on this day, the United States decided to have this blockade of Cuba, allegedly to liberate Cuba from the Spaniards. But in reality, we turned on the liberation movement itself to try to crush them after this war. But this all began on this day in 1898. The famous Red Baron in World War I, who was a German ace, Manfred von Richthofen, was shot down and killed in France. And, of course, all kinds of cartoons and movies were made about the Red Baron, who was killed on this day. This is the day in 1966 that Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia visited Jamaica, an event now celebrated as Ground Nation by the Rastafaris in Jamaica. A year later, on this day in 1967, the Greek military overthrew the independent government of Greece and started a right-wing fascist military junta that ruled that country for 7 years. On this day in 1974, before Tiger Woods was even mentioned, even known, maybe even born, Lee Elder became the first African-American professional golfer to win, to qualify for the Masters Tournament here in the United States. On this day in 1989, this is when the Tiananmen Square protests began in Beijing. 100,000 students gathered in Tiananmen Square to commemorate the Chinese reform leader, Hu Yaobang. It was crushed violently, but students stood up because people around the world do believe in one thing. They want to run their own lives and believe deeply in democracy. On this day, were born some very interesting people. One of them was John Muir, M-U-I-R, if you haven't heard of him before, born on this day in 1838. He was a Scottish-American, born in Scotland, came here. But he was the founder of the modern environmentalist movement. He passed away in 1914, wrote incredible books, helped found the national parks in the west of the United States, was a man who believed also in human liberation and in crossing racial lines. He was an amazing human being. He was one of the great environmentalists who was born on this day. He's a big deal in our home because of his belief in the earth and in the future. And on this day in 1971 was born Anwar al-Awlaki, the American Yemeni who was killed by a drone that caused all this controversy because it was the killing of an American citizen and his 16-year-old son. We still have not dealt with that, really, what that means. and whether or not we, the whole question of killing our own citizens because we say we're at war. On this day, one of the greatest thinkers and writers about the American condition from slavery through his anti-war work around the Spanish-American War and more in his great writings, died on this day. The quintessential American in many ways for many people, Mark Twain. Samuel Clemens passed away on this day in 1910, born on this day in 1835. And we'll be hearing a great deal more during the course of our program today about the great, brilliant queen who died on this day in 2003, Nina Simone, born in 1933 and left us much too early, I think. You'll hear more about that. Well, that is this day in history on April the 21st. And you can find out a great deal more about what happened this day by just visiting us at steinershow.org. It's all right there. But that is this day in history, April the 21st.